Right now it's 8:51 and 49 degrees, and we bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We are on the cusp of change here. Enjoy the warmth while you can today. There's a little bit of light rain occurring across central and southern portions of Illinois at this hour, and the precipitation is drifting off to the east. This is just a little old guess foreshadowing of what will be yet to come as we move forward through the middle and latter parts of this week. A major winter storm, actually it's more like of a spring storm, I think, will be working its way across the region, and we'll expect to see some impressive rains, especially in Missouri, Arkansas, and Illinois. These areas will probably see a persistence of moderate to heavy rainfall starting up here probably tonight with some lighter rains, but then the more significant rains will occur tomorrow into Thursday. And over those 3 days, we could see 2 to 4 inches of total rainfall. And there's going to be potentials down in Arkansas to see more than 6 inches. And the flooding down there is going to be pretty serious with all that hill country. And the same may be true for parts of south central Missouri. In the rest of the Midwest, this system will be a little bit less persistent, but there will still be rain for almost all other areas to the northeast and east of the area I've already described. So Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky will all be involved with rain during the middle and latter parts of this week. And the amounts will be not quite as extreme in those areas, but certainly enough to saturate the soil and cause some runoff and perhaps a little bit of significant low-lying flooding possible from this event. But nobody's going to be impacted more with flooding than probably Arkansas and a part of Missouri. Now, to the northwest of this, we'll see relatively quiet conditions. There will be some precipitation in the upper Midwest, but the majority of the northwestern Corn Belt is not likely to see much in the way of serious precipitation. Some light amounts will occur up there. This is all part of that old El Nino pattern, and this is something we're going to see quite a bit of over this next several weeks. Storm after storm will be coming to the Midwest from the southwestern states, probably bypassing areas in the northwestern Corn Belt quite often and leaving us with some very wet soil conditions. The lower Mississippi River Basin area where planting is already underway will be obviously delayed by this week's storm, and it'll take a while for that area to dry down. And the sad part is that probably that region will see another storm before the ground firms up enough to get farmers back into the fields again. So the bottom line is not a very promising one, at least for the Delta area. And we may see somewhat of a similar scenario playing out as we get into late March and early April for even the lowermost parts of the Ohio River Basin area. Temperatures at this hour are very warm for this time of the year, upper 40s and lower 50s. That's all indicative of this approaching storm system. We're expecting temperatures to be very warm across the region today with a lot of 50s and 60s expected, with the exception of areas in Missouri, southwestern Illinois, and areas back into Kansas and parts of Nebraska where we'll see some 70-degree temperatures. And all that's headed to the east as the storm system moves in that direction. We'll look for high temperatures tomorrow in the 60s and lower 70s across a big part of the lower Midwest, and that will probably still continue on Wednesday and maybe even Thursday as well. So the rains will come, but we won't see a great deal of cool-off for a while. Temperatures will cool down a little bit towards the end of the week, but they won't fall below average, and we'll expect our lowest temperatures at night to stay above freezing for much of this week. The northwestern Corn Belt will probably see some sub-freezing temperatures, but nothing that would be threatening and doesn't creep into any area east of the Mississippi River before we get to the end of the work week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have yourself a great Monday.
All right, you do the same.
Meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated.